on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, our Laura isn't here, in case you didn't notice.
I thought it seemed bigger in here, and I'm hungrier, too, because last week she brought us Captain Nemo's food. Yeah. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
We should still talk about Captain Nemo's, though.
Well, we just did, but we were going to be talking about Clarksdale, Mississippi this week, but Laura had some stuff come up, and it didn't come together, so we're kind of doing, like, throw-together show number two.
Well, you've been to Clarksdale, Mississippi. You could tell us about it.
Well, I don't really want to talk about it. I mean, I was there and visited. I mean, I thought the Shack Up Inn was pretty cool, and the place where we stayed and where we shot the music video for Tom, the Blues Highway video, turned out really, really good. But I don't really know, you know, much else about it other than lots of old blues clubs and cool place in an old town. How do you think about that?
Yeah, it's probably hard for you to fill a whole hour of a radio show talking about that.
Yeah, so we're going to maybe someday talk about Clarksdale and again. And even and it wasn't just Laura, too, because Galia Volt, who was texting, we talked a little bit back and forth on Facebook, said that, can I do it next week? Because it was Juke Joint weekend last week, a big festival down there. She goes, can you wait till next week? Let's do it next week. And I'm like, for sure did. And she must not have even checked her Facebook since then because she hasn't returned that one. And she'll probably turn it on Friday saying, oh, I didn't check it again like what's happened last time.
So is it going to be on next week maybe?
Maybe. I have no idea. But I think maybe at some point, depending on what we're going to do. As of right now, Chris Siriano is on his way here to talk about the House of David again.
Really, that's happening?
That's happening right now, but we've got a little time to fill before he gets here. So let's figure out something to talk
now,
about.
Is he a realtor? Cause, I mean, is he going to do Let's Talk Real Estate?
Well, he'll probably stay for that. He might not be the special guest if Tina has somebody to call, but he's coming in for our part of the show, and we'll probably just hang out.
Okay.
Kind of taking Laura's place, I guess, a little bit, but he got delayed with some showing some houses, and we know how that goes for realtors.
Yep.
That's the number one thing, and that's just how it is. And if anybody out there deals with realtors, that you all know that. So, Walt, how's the Mason-Dixon show going?
I hit lap 200 there, Rob Dog.
There you go. You getting dizzy yet?
No, going around in circles, what I do best.
So what's your, so the 200, I know, who did you have for that show?
I had Mark Dawson, who's in the Grassroots.
So they can still check that show out, right?
Yeah, you can go to the Racing Mason Dixon Facebook page or find it at facebook.com/RacinMasonDixon/live. And that's R-A-C-I-N. Now, I don't put a G after racing because I ain't racing. I'm racing.
Racing Mason. Do you get a lot of views after the fact?
I don't know. You know, Facebook's so weird. They have, like, these statistics of how many people watched it for a whole 3 seconds or not. Because sometimes you accidentally go, oh, somebody's live, and you click it, and then you look, and you're the only person, and then you try to get off real quick because you don't want to make the person feel bad if you're watching. So who knows?
Finally, you know, you have one person, and then they disappear. I mean, have you ever had it where there was zero people watching?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I've always had some. There's been
so
some.
Now you've never been blanked?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You only had times where there's only one person listening?
Oh, yeah, watching? There was a lot. When I was first starting out, there was a lot of times. There's
one?
Oh, yeah, it was my producer, Danny Donuts.
He watched?
Was, he was in the back. He had one open.
He had a computer on. Okay.
One. Yeah.
So good. Well, are you getting more views after the fact than you do when you do it live, or is it about the same?
Oh, it's probably, I don't know, because, I mean, you'll look at it and say, this one has 675 views, and you're like, dang, that seems like a lot for only 20 people watching at the time, you know?
Really got some that have 675 views after the fact?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good, considering. What's your normal people that are watching live?
You know, when we had Mark Dawson, we had, like, in the 40s, 43, 44 times. It's just in 20 or so.
20, sometimes in the teens a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, well, that's pretty cool. And you have actually experienced growth since you started. So that's nice.
I see what you're going at, but there ain't no one who said, I heard you on Moondog Show. No, there ain't nobody hardly, except Tina. Miss Tina got on once.
Yeah. So you don't think people will hear you on the show?
Well, I think they probably get enough of me on the Moondog Show that they don't want to go and watch me every night.
That show. Okay, so, all right, yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people certainly hear you on this show because I did manage to hand out the $100 the other day.
Oh, yeah, we did that. Are we giving more food away today, Rob Dog? That was fun having
contest. No, Laura's not here, so I can't kind of say something like that because as I look at her when I say something like that, of course, I want a little help making sure that we get that food taken care of, yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't know what we're talking about, last week, well, a couple weeks ago, Rob Dog says he'll give away his Captain Nemo's gift certificates to the fifth caller or something like that. Nobody called in.
Nobody.
So then...
No, $20. They'd get a $20 gift certificate.
Yeah, so then last week, it was like he was selling used cars again. He's like, who's crazy, Rob Dog?
Everything must go.
Yeah, and he says, the first person who calls is going to get all five $20 gift certificates to Captain Nemo's, $100 worth of Captain Nemo's food. And did anybody call?
They did. And you have to keep talking a bit because I'm trying to find it on Facebook. I remember the last name, but I can't remember her first name right then. I don't want us to get it wrong.
And are we going to call her and interview her? Because you suggested that we might do that, have her on the show.
Well, I didn't get it set up, so it probably won't be for this show.
And she might not have made it out to Captain Nemo's yet either.
Right.
She might be waiting for a special occasion, like a birthday, wedding anniversary, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Are you ready for the name?
Yeah.
It was Roxanne Costanza.
Congratulations there, Roxanne Costanza.
Yes, congratulations.
Now, is she from South Haven?
Yes. Remember George Costanza from Seinfeld?
Yeah. That's in New York City.
That's
they
New listen York City.
To your show?
Yes. Yes. No, South Haven. She's in South Haven, Roxanne.
Okay, so she listens to the show now. Is that someone you went to school with? She from class of 89?
No. And anybody that I don't think I know her at all.
That's interesting. So we gotta like interview her and find out like why she was listening. Was it because of Racing Mason-Dixon? Because if Tina was here, she'd probably say, oh, it's because Let's Talk Real Estate. And I'm curious, you know, if
yeah. Well, and we actually even got three calls. And had one at 7:57, and then a gentleman called at 7:59 and made kind of a, he said his number and it was garbled and I couldn't get his number because I was going to call him and send him a $20 gift certificate just because he did call. And he said something, his number was garbled. Then he said, oh, well, regardless, I'm sure I didn't win anyway, something like that. And I was like, I can't call you. And then another third person actually called too. A little bit later, but that was because I was actually at Captain Nemo's and somebody said something to her and they picked up the phone at Captain Nemo's and called, but she was the third caller.
Well, that's interesting because you put out that contest like earlier in the hour, not at 8 o'clock.
I did, right? It was when I listened to it. I talked about it at the beginning of the hour, but I did not offer it until about almost the end of the first hour. It was 7:57.
Okay,
just a couple minutes before that. Yeah. So, well, regardless of all that, we do have to take a break on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.